This is Kaiser Health, bringing the health industry to families, corporations, and you. Talk with Lenore Kaiser at 599-5555 or 800-299-KTSA.
Hi, this is Lenore Kaiser with Kaiser Health Talk, and today's show is brought to you by Kaiser Medical Management. You can find them at www.kaisermedicalmanagement.com. You could also find them at 1-800-764-0418. Today we're going to be talking to American Diabetes' David Awitt in regards to the upcoming Stop Diabetes that will be in November. A little bit about Kaiser, though. Kaiser Medical Management is a corporate wellness provider, and we provide corporate wellness programs to Texas. So if there's any companies that are interested in a wellness program for their employees or biometric screenings or flu shots or health fairs or things that such like wellness lectures and so forth, I would definitely check us out on www.kaisermedicalmanagement.com. How you doing, David?
I'm doing great, Lenore. Thanks for having me.
Let me see how dedicated this guy drove. I mean, he rode his bike here, y'all. So
it's a little warm out there.
I don't know how you did that. I barely got here in the car.
Well, I appreciate the air conditioning in here. So thank
you. Yeah, we have to turn on the fan for you. I was wanting to start off with because I know I'm the chair of American Diabetes step out for the diabetes in November, the walk. But tell me, what is Step Out? As far as Walk to Stop Diabetes?
Well, Step Out Walk to Stop Diabetes is an annual fundraising event. It's one of two fundraising events that we host at the American Diabetes Association here in San Antonio in the local South Texas chapter. It's a 5K non-competitive walk run, and it is completely open to the public and free of charge, both for teams and participants. That includes friends and family teams, clubs and organizational teams, as well as corporate teams. So we're really just trying to raise awareness of diabetes here in our community, with a prevalence that's twice the national average. Across the nation, you're looking at about 7% of the general population is affected by diabetes. That's either type 1, type 2,
especially,
or gestational.
Here in San Antonio.
In San Antonio, it's double the national average, so you're looking at about 14% of our population, and it continues to grow despite the efforts that, you know, we're making. But, that's why we have things like Step Out, where we can bring the community together and bring community resources and work to find a cure.
And bringing awareness to it.
Oh, absolutely.
When is the walk?
This year's walk will be on November the 2nd, Saturday, bright and early in the morning at the AT&T Center.
What time is going to start?
Registration begins at 7:30 in the morning, and the walk itself begins at 9 a.m.
9 a.m.
Yes, ma'am.
And I heard there's a concert right the day before. Selena will be.
Selena Gomez, not Selena. It'd be a little crowded if Selena came back from the grave and performed, but I'm sure there'd be some happy people out there, yeah. Mm-hmm. But no, Selena Gomez will be performing the night before. Last year we were at the AT&T Center as well, and I believe it was Charlie Daniels was playing that night after the Spurs game. So seems like we're always running up against some musical competition, but we welcome it. Like I said, if anyone wants to camp out after Selena Gomez and stick around for the walk in the morning, we welcome that as well.
You don't even have to go anywhere. Just park
Sing
your car
out.
And
yeah.
Get ready.
Yeah.
And, in case you drink too much, you can walk it off the next day.
I'm sure there'll be a lot of parents drinking at Selena Gomez, yes. Beer sales will be high, I'm sure.
Absolutely. But where is it going to be held at again?
It's in the Bud Light Courtyard, actually, which is a nice little spot at the AT&T Center that's nestled between the AT&T Center, their headline section, and the Freeman Coliseum.
And so anybody could show up to this?
Correct, yes. We do encourage people to visit the website and get registered. That just kind of gives us an idea of what to expect. We're looking at we're expecting right around 4,000 people. Of course, we'd love to see that number rise, though. But we encourage everyone that wants to participate just to take a quick view of our website. You can go and check it out and get registered. Again, free of charge, only takes a few minutes at www.diabetes.org/stepoutSanAntonio. All one big long word.
And Step Out, there's no hyphens. There's
no
step
hyphens,
out.
Just Step Out San Antonio. I'll spell that. Yep. And there's where you can either start a team, you can have your friends and family join, or your coworkers, or you can just sign up as an individual and come out and support.
And when you say start a team? Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
Well, you start a team of walkers, essentially, and that can be, you know, a family leader can recruit other family members, or you may have an HR director at a local business that wants to get their company involved and help boost morale and, you know, work participation, and you know, kind of offer a free wellness activity that their employees can come and get involved in. We see a lot of that. We've got a lot of local organizations that like to get involved.
And I know that y'all, you know, the whole purpose for these, it's not only for awareness, but it's also to raise funds for different research that has to do with diabetes.
Right.
So if it's free, how are y'all raising money for the cause?
Well, although the event is free of charge, we encourage fundraising. And it is not a requirement. There's no minimum fundraising level in order to participate, but we do encourage fundraising. So last year we were able to actually raise $337,000 for diabetes research, advocacy efforts, education, et cetera. And we're looking to break about $400,000 this year.
Wow, that is a lot.
That's our
and
goal.
Why is the raising the funds for diabetes so important?
Well, it's really important because, you know, that's the only way we're going to realize the association's mission, which is to prevent and cure diabetes. So especially with it being so important to the residents of this community, we are very, very adamant about finding a cure for this disease, both type 1, type 2, and type 2 diabetes. So it is important for us all to come together as a community and not only raise awareness, but to raise funds to help find a cure. And an interesting fact, which I was very happy to hear this, but for every dollar that we raise in San Antonio at our special events, we have the luxury of gaining $4 back in the community in the form of research alone. You know, and that's basically a testament to the great research facilities that we have here in our community, like the UT Health Science Center and many, many others that are doing some great research, much of which is funded by the American Diabetes Association directly as a result of the fundraising efforts that we're able to.
And when you say that, for every dollar that is raised, you're mm-hmm. able to quadruple it. What do you mean? How does that happen?
Well, again, so, you know, let's say, for example, you were to raise $100. You know, for every dollar made, four times comes back. So $400 of that would be coming back in the form of research in some way, shape, or form. So
wow.
The association invests in a lot of young researchers out there, aspiring researchers, and, you know, they're looking to further their careers while furthering diabetes research and helping us eventually find a cure. So those are the types of things that we fund with the dollars that we are raised. And in addition to that, we do also we educate the public and help people detect and prevent and manage their diabetes. That can be anything from participating in health fairs and et cetera, lunch and learns and all types of things like that. But research is definitely the number one priority for us right now.
Absolutely. Yeah. By the way, if anybody is interested in calling in and asking a question in regards to diabetes or how to get involved, you could call 210-599-5555. If you're calling long distance, call 1-800-299-KTSA. And as far as any, if for some reason, if you're out driving around and you don't remember the website and so forth, you could always go to KaiserHealthTalk.com. It'll be on there tomorrow along with the podcast, so you could listen to the podcast over again. I do, for people that don't know what type 1 and type 2 is, can you explain that?
Sure, I'll do my best. I am not a researcher or a doctor, but I will do my best. So type 1 is an autoimmune disorder. It was previously titled juvenile diabetes because it was typically discovered in youth. But that is no longer the case anymore and is more often referred to as type 1 diabetes. And that's something that, is hereditary and you're born with, essentially. Mm-hmm. Type 2 diabetes is more environmentally based. So that's where, you know, your lack of exercise and lack of a healthy diet really come into play. And then there's some other things that are factors as well with type 2 diabetes, which, culture, environment, heredity, things like that as well. And then, of course, there's gestational diabetes, which is diabetes while during pregnancy.
God, and how does somebody get, when you're pregnant, how mm-hmm. does that happen?
Well, it goes back to kind of the type 2 thing, the way I understand
diet.
It, right, the diet and the exercise part of it, and then once the pregnancy is completed, then there's a very increased risk of getting type 2 diabetes within the next few years.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. I've heard of something called a Red Strider. What is that?
Yeah, well, the Red Strider is essentially a program that the American Diabetes Association represents, and they're essentially the reason why we walk, and that's anyone that's living with type 1, type 2, or gestational diabetes. So, you know, they're really why we're doing this. You know, we're trying to find a cure for them, let them know that they're not alone, and there's others in the community that are here to help them, and we're coming together for them, essentially. So on the day of the event, it's really neat. They get kind of VIP treatment. So you'll recognize them on the day of the event from the free red hats that we'll give them. So you'll see them out in the crowd. We want them to know, again, that they're not alone. And they get, again, some special treatment. We've got a special balcony area where they're going to get a VIP treatment, free massage services, some free catering. We're looking at having some special acoustic performances for them in that area and some other things as well. But, you know, I hear a lot of great stories about Red Striders and how, you know, some of those that are newly diagnosed will come to one of our events and just kind of spark up a conversation with someone else wearing a red hat, you know, and it could be someone that's had diabetes for 10 years and can really provide some sound advice for those that are newly diagnosed. And, you know, diabetes can be very intimidating, you know, very confusing to some people. I mean, here I've been working for the association for a year and a half, and I don't completely understand the physiological part of it. You know, there's a lot to it. So, you know, just knowing that there's someone else out there that can help you and kind of hold your hand, that I'm sure is very, very nice.
And they can relate
to. Absolutely.
And so that's a good support system.
Yeah.
We're going to be taking a break, but when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit more about Step Out and how you could get involved with it. You're listening to Kaiser Health Talk, and this is Lenore Kaiser.
Bringing the health industry to families, corporations, and you. This is Kaiser Health. Talk with Lenore Kaiser at 599-5555 or 800-299-KTSA.
Hi, this is Lenore Kaiser with Kaiser Health Talk, and today we are talking to David Witt. He's with American Diabetes Association, and we're talking a little bit about the upcoming November 2nd Step Out walk that will be happening at the AT&T Center starting about 7 o'clock in the morning. If you want to join us, it's open to the public, and it's free for anybody and everybody, including those with diabetes. We definitely encourage them to participate and get special treatment from us folks that are going to be there, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll be there probably at 4 a.m.
Don't remind me.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you, as far as the age group that could participate, is there an age group limit or?
Absolutely not. We encourage everyone to come out, and in fact encourage those that are in families to bring their entire family out. We've got something for everyone, and I think we're going to touch on that a little bit later, but there will be a kid zone for the kids, so and trust me, they'll have just as much, if not more fun than you will. Last year we had a rock climbing wall. There was a bike trail that they could ride. You know, there was an inflatable obstacle course. Lots and lots of stuff going on for everybody, including the kids.
And as far as, and again, there's no cost to
no
be
cost.
Involved.
Nope.
So anybody,
free babysitting service, right there.
Really?
No.
So anybody and everybody could go to it.
Absolutely.
So this is just something that is about awareness. I mean, we are looking for corporations and individuals to do some type of fundraising if they would like to do that, but it's not necessary to participate.
Correct. And they are a big part of what we do. You know, I mean, it only through a very synergistic approach to fighting this disease are we going to realize our goal, which is to prevent and cure diabetes. So, you know, bringing companies together and the resources that they have and their employee power, and bringing everyone together to raise awareness and funds for research is very important to what we do.
Oh, absolutely. What, as far as volunteering, if somebody is interested in volunteering, either at the event or prior to the event, who do they talk to?
Shoot me an email. You could reach me at D as in David, last name Witt, W-H-I-T-T, at diabetes.org. Again, that's D Witt at diabetes.org. We couldn't do what we do without our volunteers, and that includes you, Lenore, you know, and everyone else that supports the American Diabetes Association's mission. You know, we really could not do any part of what we do without your help. I mean, yeah, we are a small staff of 7, as you know.
Yes, very small, but we all do a lot for the community.
When people hear that we're so small, they're very surprised because they see us out in the community. They see us involved. We try to get our hands into everything that we can and just let people know that we're there and provide resources for those that need them. You know, and that can be very difficult if it's just 7 of us. So our volunteers are important.
I don't think people realize how small nonprofit organizations, as far as those that run it, are really in reality.
Right.
Have you realized the number that are behind the scenes that are running such a large corporation, a nonprofit organization, to help a cause? You'd be very surprised at how much they do with so little.
Yep, but we're a very passionate group, and that goes a long way.
Oh, absolutely. And then, as far as you're attempting to target, what is your attempt to target as far as audience at the event?
Anyone and everyone, to be honest with you. Of course, you know, those living with diabetes are our primary focus because we want them, one, to know they're not alone, and two, to be able to gain the resources that they may not otherwise have available to them. The fact that it's a free event that's open to the public really just kind of goes to the fact that there should be no one that can't participate. You know, there's bus routes that go directly to the AT&T Center. So, you know, we didn't want cost to be something that would keep someone from participating and coming out, getting involved, getting those resources, having a great time, and seeing that they're not alone. So that's why the event is still free of charge and will remain as such. And, you know, we encourage everybody to come out, literally everyone. You know, We look at some of our community partners, the bigger businesses that employ a lot of people. You know, those are very important to us as well because we're able to get a large group of people in one swoop. You know, but everyone, literally everyone.
And what makes Step Out different from other walking events in San Antonio? Because there's so many.
There really is. And I know you've been a part of some of those meetings where you got to hear some of the great things that are going to go on. So we've really tried to step away from that cookie-cutter walk and not to take away from what anyone else is doing. You know, it's great, you know, but there are a lot of walks out there. And they all kind of follow a pretty simple mold or template where you come, you walk, you raise funds, and we'll see you next year. Thanks for coming kind of thing. But we've really try to break away from that and think outside the box and help to help create this participant experience because I feel like that's the only way we're going to set ourselves apart and really grow the awareness of the event and parallel that growth with the awareness of diabetes. So we've really done a lot of unique things and our venue at the AT&T Center in the parking lot has allowed us to do those things, to be honest with you. Previously, we were always having the walk at local parks, and in 2011 was our last event at a park. We were at Brackenridge. It was very, very crowded. Parking was an issue. You know, you can imagine we outgrew all the parks, yeah, and they were beautiful. I mean, I'm going to one of the parks right after this to ride my bike down the trail, and but you know, we outgrew those. So we found ourselves at the AT&T Center, essentially in an empty parking lot, which doesn't sound very attractive at first, but when you find out all the things that are going to be going on in that parking lot, it's a whole different story. So I kind of coined a phrase last year, and it's called a reverse parade. So essentially, you know, a parade, you're standing on the sides of the street and you're watching the parade go by. Well, we want people to understand that they can have fun while they're participating in physical activity, especially something as simple as walking, which everyone can do. So this reverse parade essentially would be you doing the walking with the parade on the sideline. So we have different forms of entertainment all along the route. And last year we were able to book about 15 forms of entertainment. So about every quarter of a mile, there was something going on that people could stop and listen to or interact with, and then walk on to the next station and continue throughout the 5K, which is a 3.2-mile route. There's also a 1-mile short and snappy route for those that don't want to do the entire 3.2 miles, but I'm sure it's going to be a beautiful day in November in Texas, so encourage everyone to do the full route. But we're looking at having around 30 to 40 different forms of entertainment along the route this year. So
that's great.
Yeah, that goes back to that kind of parade feel. So, I mean, anything from cheerleaders and school drum lines to an Elvis impersonator, rock and roll cover bands. I mean, you name it, we've got it. We had roller derby girls out there last year and just all kinds of stuff. So if anybody out there in Radio Land wants to get some exposure for their musical group or entertainment act, whatever you got going on, we'd be more than welcome to have you come out and join us on November the 2nd. So be sure to get in contact with us and let us know, and we'll set you up.
And again, y'all could go to www.com. diabetes.org/
Step out San Antonio,
yep. Which that was easy to remember.
It is.
Again, this is going to be a kid friendly, correct?
Yeah. So, you know, after the walk, which, you know, everything's centered around the walk, but that's not it. It's not over after the walk. We don't kick you on the butt and see you next year. You kind of walk back into the festival grounds, and I say festival because that's essentially what it really is. And we've really, again, going back to creating that participant experience, and we want everyone to have a good time, all under the flag of a good cause. And so when they come back to the AT&T Center and the Bud Light Courtyard and spilling out into the parking lot is going to be a huge festival, and everything's going to be broken into zones. So we're going to have a number of different zones, and we're still kind of working the logistics out for some of those this year, but we know for a fact we're going to have a food zone, for example. And in that food zone, our presenting sponsor, HEB, great partners of ours for a long, long time, couldn't do it without them. They're going to be distributing free fruits and vegetables and healthy snacks. We've got a lot of other partners that are going to be doing the same. We'll be doing cooking demonstrations and showing people that cooking healthy foods doesn't have to be expensive. You don't have to be a gourmet chef, and it doesn't have to taste bad either.
Doesn't have to take long either.
Or that. Yeah, exactly. So we're going to have some really simple ingredients, make some great meals for really low cost and really quickly out there. We're going to show people how to do it, and then we're going to let them taste it. So that'll all be going on in the food zone, plus more. There'll be the kid zone, of course, which I spoke to a little bit earlier. We're also going to have a fitness zone. And last year, Gold's Gym was the main sponsor of the fitness zone, and they had people out there and doing boot camps, flipping tires and pulling trucks with ropes, and they were doing personal training. We had Zumba going on. I mean, there's literally something going on all over this place.
So make sure that you dress appropriately.
Right? Oh, yeah. You,
tennis shoes for sure, without a doubt.
Tennis shoes and shorts, for sure.
And workout clothes.
Yeah.
And is it going to be pet-friendly?
Oh, definitely pet friendly, and we'll have some food and water for the pets as well. So, typically, I've only seen dogs, but hey, if you got an iguana on a leash, bring it out. You know, whatever, your cats, whatever. You know, I'm cool with it as long as they're on a leash.
I ask that because I have a little dog.
Hey, Yorkshire, right?
Yeah, a Yorkie. Yeah.
Yorkie, bring him out.
Yeah, Zoe.
Mine will be there too.
Zoe will probably want to be carried.
Oh,
but
yeah.
She's a little bitty thing. But, I've seen some dogs that belong to some owners, and they look like they need a walk as well.
Yeah. Isn't that the truth? But we'll also have a health zone out there for, I don't know. We'll have to look into getting some health screenings for dogs. I don't know. Yeah, I've never really looked into that. But no, we've got some great community partners out there, University Health System, Christa Santa Rosa, Walgreens, and we're looking for all of them to bring out their screening buses. We'll be doing, diabetes screenings and just overall health screenings for individuals, completely free of charge as well, which is very important for some of those that might not be able to afford those services. And again, the event's free of charge, so they can come out, have a good time, get some free healthy snacks, learn how to cook, engage in physical activity, get their health screening checked, all free of charge. I mean,
and
you can't beat it.
You really can.
All
and
on a beautiful day. I mean,
entertainment, and especially if you have kids, entertaining your family and your children, especially maybe you men that are having the kids for the weekend and divorced dads that don't know what in the world to do with their kids. That'll be a great day to go out and do something positive and get your kids involved. We're going to be taking a break, but when we get back, we're going to be talking about how to get your organization or your company involved in the Step Out. This is Kaiser Health Talk, and you're listening to Lenore Kaiser.
Bringing the health industry to families, corporations, and you. This is Kaiser Health.
Hi, this is Lenore Kaiser with Kaiser Health Talk, and today's show is brought to you by Kaiser Medical Management. You can reach them at 1-800-764-0418, and you can also visit the website at www.kaisermedicalmanagement.com. Today we're talking to David Witt with American Diabetes Association in regards to the upcoming November 2nd Step Out Walk to Stop Diabetes, which is going to be held at the AT&T Center starting at 7 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. That weekend, and I definitely encourage everybody to participate. It's a free event, completely free, with complete entertainment, going through probably about 12 or 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So bring the kids, bring the family, bring the dog, and bring a friend. But I want to get to the part as far as corporations and organizations, which is a huge part of the walk, because not only are we looking for their employees to participate, but also some fundraising to raise the funds to that go to research and to help with the diabetes research. So I want to ask you, how does an organization or a company get involved or be a part of the Step Out?
Well, there's a couple of different ways, actually. And you're right. You know, we couldn't do what we do without our community partners and those businesses in San Antonio that, you know, have recognized the importance of raising awareness for diabetes, in large part because their employees are affected by this disease. I mean, literally everyone is. Diabetes, you know, can affect a lot of things when it comes to your performance at work and absenteeism and all of those types of things. So organizations are recognizing the importance of worksite wellness, as, you know, I know you're well aware of. You know, in relation to the American Diabetes Association and Step Out in particular, there's two ways in which organizations can get involved with Step Out. And the first is through sponsorship, of course. So, you know, we have a great group of sponsors every year, and this year we've continued to grow those levels of sponsorship. So the event again is,
and there's so many levels that it's not, you know, too humongous not to get involved. So smaller companies, I highly encourage to get a hold of David.
Oh yeah, for as little as $500, your company can strongly support what we've got going on, and it's a great way to gain exposure on the day of the event for your organization as well. And then of course there's, you know, a lot of upper tier sponsorship availabilities that include a lot of marketing deliverables as well, posters, T-shirts, brochures, and all those types of things. So you know, if your organization is interested in getting involved, we certainly encourage you to reach out to learn more. We'd love to come to meet with you and talk about how you can get involved in regard to sponsorship.
And where do they get a hold of you again?
They can reach me at dwhitt, that's D as in David, and Whitt, W-H-I-T-T, at diabetes.org.
And then as far as the website, in case they want to sign up?
That would be diabetes.org/StepOutSanAntonio. And again, it is completely free of charge, both for teams and for participants to participate.
Is there a phone number that they could call in case they don't have internet?
I knew you were going to pull this on me. It's somewhere on my phone, and it would take me forever to find it.
But, that is okay.
But if you go to the website, the phone number is on there.
Oh, yeah. And also,
my boss is going to kill me for this one, Laura. Thank you.
But,
Elizabeth, I hope you're not listening.
Oh, no. She's listening.
Oh, I know she is.
Right. I'm surprised she hasn't called in right now. She'll probably call and give her the number. But
right.
It will also be on KaiserHealthTalk.com tomorrow with a podcast. So if anything, just visit KaiserHealthTalk.com and you'll get that information.
Well, in addition to sponsorship as well, Lenore, we encourage organizations to start a Step Out team because, again, it's a great way for them to offer a wellness activity free of charge to their employees, and it can boost morale and, you know, just kind of get people engaged. I mean, I've seen some amazing things, to be honest with you, from small companies of 10 employees all the way up to, you know, CPS and HEB and Walmart and, you know, a lot of great organizations out there.
And it really does bring up the morale, and it gives it a team player type atmosphere within the organization or the company. So,
right,
and I've
right.
seen it because we've gone to several personally and seen how the employees are, when especially when they find out a friend that they didn't know had diabetes raises their hand and says, I have diabetes.
Right.
And that's
because
it is.
A lot of people aren't very vocal about it. And that's understandable. You know, I'd probably be the same way, but it is amazing when you find out that, you know, I found out recently that one of my childhood friends had diabetes all along and I had no idea. And I mean, he just was very silent about it. And, you know, I'm sure he had his internal struggles with it. And, you know, he learned how to deal with those in his own way. But, you know, as soon as I found out that he had that, I just wanted him to know that I was there for him, you know, and it can be very life changing.
And then as far as an individual, not a corporation or an organization, but just an individual, how does an individual get involved in working with American Diabetes?
Well, you know, there's, of course, we encourage fundraising, so you can raise funds. It's as easy as sending some emails to friends and families, or I know you like this one, posting on Facebook. You know, just a simple Facebook post can raise some funds for the association and really further our mission.
I do like Facebook.
Don't we all?
I know. And then as far as, getting involved? How else is American Diabetes getting involved in San Antonio community?
Well, worksite wellness is a big part of what we're doing now. And you know, it's a trend that we're seeing. Finally, San Antonio's catching on, and it's great to see. It's great to see some of these bigger companies, your Tesoros and Valeros, really, and they've been doing it for quite some time, but really embracing worksite wellness and getting behind it and making their employees healthier, not only as a way of improving their bottom line, but improving the health of their employees and showing that they care. And we have a new program, you know, at the American Diabetes Association that we're rolling out called Stop Diabetes at Work. And for all you HR directors out there, they're looking to start a worksite wellness program or have you know, a little bit of support in your worksite wellness efforts. That's exactly what this program is for. So there's a lot of different elements that you can pick and choose from, all completely free of charge. Anything from employee and employer portals that you can utilize that are branded with your company's logo, to lunch and learns, to just brochures and pamphlets on diabetes prevention, detection, and management, and a million other things that you can pull from this program. Some really great resources that are available to some of these organizations, no matter how big or small. You know, some of your bigger companies are already doing some things, so there might be one or two things that they would find beneficial that they're not already utilizing. But your smaller companies, you know, your companies of 20 to 50 employees,
exactly,
they may not be doing anything right now or very little outside of their insurance provider.
They might have a small budget or...
Exactly. And we can come in and offer so many free resources. I mean, I am very happy about this program that we're able to roll out now and the way in which we're able to support our community partners and give back to them. They've been participating in our events and raising funds, and we're actually able to give something back to them and help them improve the health and wellness of their employees. And I couldn't be more excited about it.
And back to as far as individuals, you know, supporting or helping American Diabetes. I know that because I have to deal with it on y'all's end, but somebody that is wanting to volunteer to do the health fairs would be very helpful.
Oh, yeah.
And what that is basically giving your time to go to health fairs and give out information on American Diabetes because I work with American Diabetes to get them recognition at the health fairs at corporations.
Well, getting out in the community. And, you know, unfortunately, with a staff of only seven, our resources are, of time are very limited. And, you know, we're going out, we're meeting with businesses, we're encouraging people to fundraise. We're, you know, I'm a member of the Mayor's Fitness Council, so, you know, I'm doing a lot of things with that. You know, we're all very heavily involved in the community, and you know, we would love to be able to go and set up at health fairs, and sometimes we do, but we're looking at always looking at recruiting volunteers to help us with things like that.
And it does help. It does help them, and it does help the community, and it, you know, getting the information out.
Exactly.
As far as who's sponsoring Step Out this year, who is it?
God, I knew you were going to say. I rode my bike over here, so I couldn't bring my folder with everyone on here. But so those of you out there that I forget, I apologize. But HEB, of course, is our presenting sponsor. And we've got some great new sponsors this year as well, and CPS and Icon Development. Southwestern SWBC is a big sponsor, an ongoing sponsor who's been a contributor of the event for many, many years. And there's a large number of other organizations, all of which you can see on our website as well. So, we could not do what we do without our sponsors, and we're very grateful to have them.
And isn't y'all had a new one for the food, which I found very – it was a surprising one that you mentioned to me the other day. Was it Carl?
Carl's Jr. and and
can you
Hardy.
Believe that?
So, well, you know, and that's something we want people to know, that, you know, everywhere there's something healthy or a healthier option everywhere. And, you know, the more we demand these types of products, the more they're going to become readily available.
Yeah. You know, I have been asked to do a show, a segment on restaurants in San Antonio to be able to know what is the healthiest meal you could eat there and why and what's in it and what it consists of and calories and so forth. And I'm personally very interested in that because of my eating habits. So that might be something that I'll be coming up with shortly. So if fast food restaurants have interest in that, definitely call me. We're going to be taking a break, but when we get back, I'm going to ask you about Champion because I want to know what that is.
Absolutely.
With the Stop Diabetes. You're listening to Kaiser Health Talk, and this is Lenore Kaiser.
Bringing the health industry to families, corporations, and you. This is Kaiser Health. Talk with Lenore Kaiser at 599-5555 or 800-299-KTSA.
Hi, this is Lenore Kaiser with Kaiser Health Talk, and today's show is brought to you by KaiserMedicalManagement.com. You can find them at 1-800-764-0418 for all your corporate wellness needs, and you can also find them on the website, www.KaiserMedicalManagement.com. And today we're talking to David Witt with American Diabetes Association in regards to the upcoming Step Out Walk to Stop Diabetes Walk that will be happening on November 2nd at the AT&T Center, and it starts at 7 o'clock registration. We encourage everybody to participate in it. It's a free event. It's an entertaining event. It's going to be going on till probably about 12 or 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's basically be fun-filled with not only fun stuff, with a walk, with food, entertainment, you name it, it's going to be there. You could even bring your dog with you. And so I want to get to champions.
Yeah.
For the Stop Diabetes. What is a champion?
A big part of what we do, much like our volunteers and our corporate sponsors and teams and individuals. And Champions to Stop Diabetes essentially is a program that the American Diabetes Association refers to in regard to our fundraising, and in particular to those individual fundraisers that raise $1,000 or more. We have some champions that come back year after year, and every year we have new champions that raise $1,000 or more, going towards research to stop diabetes. So we do a lot of special things, much like for Red Striders. We do a lot of special things for our champions, and they'll have access to that Red Strider VIP area on the day of the event. A lot of incentives. K Jewelers is a national partner of the association, and they're giving away to the first 1,000 champions receive a special pendant, an American Diabetes Association pendant that's engraved that the first 1,000 champions across the nation will receive. And there's a number of other incentives, fundraising incentives that they can receive for reaching that $1,000 level. But, you know, to me, that level, you know, and every dollar counts. And that's not to discourage anyone and make anyone feel that doesn't reach that level feel like they're not contributing, because that's certainly not the case. But these champions to stop diabetes, I mean, these are people that really make fundraising their top priority. And we've got some amazing people out there just off the top of my head. And some of these people that come back year after year, LaDonya Frank, Chuck Wallen, Gerald Sedlock, we couldn't do it without you guys. And we are so appreciative. I mean, it almost makes me tear up thinking about how committed these individuals are. And a lot of the time, these are individuals that are living with diabetes and are so appreciative of what we're doing for people out there like them, that they stand up and raise funds year after year after year. And not just by simply, you know, asking a few people for some money. I mean, these people are out there campaigning. They're doing special fundraising events, you know, car washes, all kinds. Food sales. Hey, sugar-free. Portion control. These are people that are doing some amazing, amazing things out there. And they really are champions to us. And we couldn't do it without them.
And if somebody has diabetes, I mean, who else is – I mean, that is a perfect individual.
Well, we encourage those individuals to share their story and talk about why they get involved, and really just spread the word of the importance of getting involved.
And so to end that particular conversation, mm-hmm. Where can they find more information on Step Out?
That would be diabetes.org. Step Out San Antonio. I forgot the backslash. Sorry. That's diabetes.org/Step Out San Antonio. All one word.
And I want to get to, because I know that we're still in the process of working on the event. Mm-hmm. How can an entertainment group perform at Step Out?
Well, we're always looking for more entertainment. Like we were talking about before, last year we had about 15 different forms of entertainment along the route and about 5 or 6 bands that performed on the main stage of the event. This year we're really looking to beef up the amount of entertainment that we're able to bring to everyone in attendance. So we're going to have a couple stages in the festival area, and we're looking to book up 30 to 40, maybe even more forms of entertainment along the route. We want something, you know, about every tenth of a mile, we want something entertaining for people to participate in or listen to or, you know, enjoy as they walk by. So if anyone out there that's looking to have their entertainment group in front of 4,000 to 6,000 people, we encourage you to get in contact with us. And
it's a great opportunity
for
free marketing.
An up and coming band or, you know, whatever. Please reach out to us. You can email me at dwitt. That's D as in David, Witt, W-H-I-T-T, at diabetes.org. And just let me know you're interested in participating, and let us know where we can check you out, and we'll go from there.
And, yeah, you know, I have a niece that likes to sing. I should get with her.
Hey, we had a guy on the back of a pickup truck last year driving through the parking lot singing a cappella. And, I mean, people loved it. Loved it. And it was great.
I heard Elvis Presley was
there. Elvis Presley was there, and he will be returning again this year.
Well, that's awesome. As far as activities to expect, I know it's still in the works, but what are some of the activities that a person could expect to see there so
far?
Well,
in those zones, we're going to have the different zones with different things going on. So some of those activities, for example, in the food zone would include cooking demonstrations. There's going to be health screenings going on in the health zone. But my favorite part is the fitness zone, and we're going to have all kinds of stuff going on there. Boot camps, tire flipping, truck pulling, Zumba class. All kinds of stuff going on in there as well. And then, of course, for the kids. I mean, there's really so much to do for the kids out there. Rock climbing walls, bicycling, inflatable obstacle courses, just lots and lots of stuff going on for everyone.
And I hear that you are thinking of wanting the individuals or the participants to kind of have fun with us, you know, dress up.
Oh, yeah.
Dress silly.
Yep, absolutely.
Paint your face.
You know, what's funny is we didn't have a theme last year, and some people really kind of just took it upon themselves to kind of get crazy with it. And, you know, you've got pink mohawks and people wearing capes and, I mean, making signs and people going all out. And we love that. So this year we're actually encouraging people to get crazy and, you know, just show their enthusiasm for being out there and having a good time. And that's what this is all about. It's coming together to have a good time and raise awareness for a cause that's so important in our community. So, you know, you want to paint your face, go for it. You know, you want to dress crazy, we encourage you to do so. Anything.
Absolutely.
You can think
as long
of,
as you're wearing something.
Something. Something, please. We don't get want to get kicked out. We want to go back
exactly.
to the AT&T Center.
And again, do they have to raise funds to participate?
Absolutely not. The participation in the event is completely free of charge for everyone. That's both teams and participants. We do encourage fundraising because, again, it's how we're going to eventually reach our mission of preventing and curing diabetes. But it is in no way, shape, or form a requirement.
And if you want to, but if you do want to raise funds, we highly recommend y'all creating a page, which is free mm-hmm. on American Diabetes. And you can find that at
www.diabetes.org/StepOutSanAntonio.
And in case you want to get a hold of David, you could reach him at American Diabetes Association. But probably the easiest way to get a hold of him is by email. And your email is?
It's dwhitt, that's D as in David, Whitt, W-H-I-T-T, at diabetes.org.
And so anybody that is wanting to participate, sponsor, and, you know, maybe an entertainment group, mm-hmm. be a part of the event and that aspect of it, I definitely encourage you to get a hold of David because
Absolutely.
They will definitely put you in the event because we want this event to be bigger and better than any others.
Yep.
And what is the goal that we're wanting to reach?
We're looking at reaching $400,000 this year, Lenore. And we're confident we're going to hit that level.
And 4,000 walkers.
4,000 walkers and 400 teams.
And 400 teams.
Yep.
So that should be a piece of cake,
yeah.
especially
oh, yeah.
with San Antonio. And I know that we'll be able to accomplish that. Is there anything else that we need to know in regards to the event?
I think that pretty much covers it. You know, we just want to encourage everybody to come out. There really is, again, something for everyone. And I can guarantee you, I'm really hard to entertain and I'm hard to please. But I know that I would have a great time going to this event if I wasn't, you know, going crazy on the day of working it and putting out fires all day. But, hey, you know, it really is. There is something for everyone. I don't care how old or young you are, what kind of shape you're in. You might think, oh, it's just a walk, and you know, I'm doing triathlons, and you know, this is it. I need to challenge myself more than that. I can guarantee you there will be something for you too.
And is it going to be handicap accessible?
Absolutely. We've got a lot of people that come out in their wheelchairs. Again, there's two routes that they can take. There's the 5K route, and you can run or walk it, non-competitive. That's 3.2 miles. But there's also what we call a short and snappy route that's sponsored by Valero this year, and that's a one-mile route.
So there you go. There's no excuses.
None whatsoever.
We will carry you if we have to. but I appreciate you coming out. And,
thanks for having
and
me, Lenore.
I feel sorry for you that you have to ride your bike.
Please don't. I enjoy it.
I'm like, I will give you a ride. I'll put the back, bike in my
I'll hold
car.
On to the back of your car. How about that?
Exactly. But thank you for listening. This is Kaiser Health Talk, and this is Lenore Kaiser.